good afternoon, and welcome everybody to Mora High School and Granite Ridge baseball action today. It's Piers and Mora in this complex here with the softball team also somewhere here. It's quite a large facility, so all kinds of fields, and there's a track meet going on, and we've got baseball today. We'll have softball tomorrow. Staples Motley will be at Piers. All kinds of events happening here as we are ready to go with Michael Leidenfrost ready to lead it off here for the Pioneers. Noah Sakula gets the starting nod for Coach Dylan Pittman, and it's Jagger Steiner, the starter for Mora. And here comes Michael Leidenfrost to the plate. Senior center fielder will step into the batter's box, and we are ready to go as Dylan Pittman takes up his position at third.
Michael Leidenfrost.
So Mike Leidenfrost to lead it off as Steiner delivers the first pitch of the day. And it is low for a ball. We are underway here in Mora. Ryan Stuckmeyer and Noah Sakula to follow. First pitch at 5:06, and a strike is called. 3:11 to the corners as just on the outside edge, and it's a 1-2 count now to lefty Michael Leidenfrost. As Jagger Steiner throws his fastball, grounded to the right side, a diving stop there, but he won't have a play. That'll be an infield hit for Michael Leidenfrost as Mora second baseman Xander Gravning knocked it down in shallow right with a dive. But Michael's aboard to start this ball game with a base hit.
Second baseman, number two.
And now Ryan Stuckmeyer will hit. So the leadoff man reaches. Pioneers coming off an 8-1 win over Malacca. And Ryan takes a little bit inside for a ball. Pioneers have won two in a row since dropping their opener to Little Falls. They've beaten Melrose and Malacca. There goes Leidenfrost. Throw it on to second, and Michael is in with a pop-up slide, a steal for Michael Leidenfrost.
Nice job, Kenny.
Two balls, no strikes to Ryan Stuckmeyer, senior second baseman, with Noah Sakula in the on-deck circle. Steiner's pitch down the chute for a strike, 2-1. Mora catcher today is Kenny Rant. At first base, Sam Utstun. At second is Xander Gravning. Seth Hatch at short. And over at third is Cody Hagberg. There's a 3-1 count as that one missed low. Leidenfrost is at second with nobody out. And the set. And the pitch high, and Ryan is aboard with a walk. Here's Noah Sakula, Pioneer starting pitcher today.
Pitcher number three, Noah Kalka.
Noah Sakula. With two on, nobody out. And Jagger Steiner readies. And Noah takes a strike. On deck, Jeremy Biengesser. He'll be handling the catching duties today. Straight away in the outfield here, behind Steiner. And the pitch. Chap foul up the line. It'll drift foul into the nearby on deck circle. Retrieved there by Jeremy. 0-2. Leidenfrost with an infield hit to the right side, stole second, and Ryan Stuckmeyer then reached by way of walk. And Steiner ready to check on Michael Leidenfrost, and the pitch to Noah is just off the plate as a close take by Noah results in ball one. Biengesser with Jonah Prokot, Jeremy Biengesser. Then Camden Hapke, Colton Hapke, Chandler Doucette, and Kyle Welly. Grounded foul past Coach Pittman at third. Noah hangs in there at 1-2. Noah will be making his second pitching appearance of this season. He pitched in relief Friday at home, closing out the Melrose game. Gets his first start today. Two on, nobody out. 1-2 pitch from Jagger Steiner. Rope to left. That's down for a hit. Michael's going to be waved home. And Leidenfrost comes in on a pitch that is drilled into left field by Noah Sokola to make it 1-0. Ryan Stuckmeyer to second on the RBI single. Pierce coming off a 7-run first inning on Tuesday. Today they've gotten a couple of hits. They had 4 doubles against Malak in the first, or 3 doubles in the first inning. As here's Jeremy Biengesser, the junior catcher today. As Stuckmeyer now at second, checking the middle infielders. As Biengesser awaits the pitch, and he ropes one to the left side. In between hop, they'll get a force at third, and that's the only play they get. And that's the first out on a fielder's choice. Ryan Stuckmeyer forced off the bases. Sokola up to second, and here's Jonah Prokot.
First baseman number 22. Jonah Prokot.
Play made it third there by Cody Hagberg. So the first out for Steiner comes on a ground ball force play. And Jonah swings and hits an infield pop-up. Should be infield fly rule. And it is caught on the left side of the infield by Mustang shortstop Seth Hatch for out number 2. So, Steiner has quickly gotten 2 outs on 2 pitches. And now it's Camden Hapke with Stuckmeyer on base. And here's Steiner's first pitch, and it's grounded to the left side, and 3 straight pitches result in outs. Grounder to third, popped to short, grounder to third, and that's all for Pierce, but they get a run on the RBI single by Noah Sokola. Now Noah will come out and begin his warm-up tosses as the Mustangs come to bat in the home half of the first, trailing Piers 1-0.
Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics. I'm sure most of you know that we take care of everything Verizon on the personal side, but did you know that we also handle small business accounts? We know what it's like to be a small business, and we understand the struggles. Let us help you out with your existing Verizon business plan, or let us set you up a new one. Whether you have 5 lines or 100, we can help. We'll make sure you're on the right plan, we can upgrade any existing lines, and we can get you set up with new ones. Visit us today at Design Electronics and let us help you with your small business Verizon account.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushlow, Pierce Activities Director. The Pierce Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers and fans that helped make all the season so far a success. We'd also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads for their continued support of Pioneer Activities. With all the spring seasons in full swing, we would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. You need to pre-register on our website if you're going to come to an event. To get signed up, you can find that under the Student Activities tab on the homepage. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is great entertainment. Get involved in Pierce athletics, musics, and activities. Go Pioneers!
Welcome back to Mora, everybody. I'm Rick Grammond on You Are There Sports as Noah Sokola warms up, the senior right-hander. He will work with Jeremy Biengesser behind the plate. And there's Jeremy's throw down to the bag. At first base is Jonah Prokot. At second, Ryan Stuckmeyer. Pioneers will have Camden Hapke at short, Colton Hapke at third. Kyle Welly starts in left, Michael Leidenfrost in center, Chandler Doucet in right. And leading things off is the third baseman for Mora, Cody Hagberg. Had 2 putouts in the top half of the inning, and Sokola throws a fastball by the right-handed hitting senior third baseman, Cody Hagberg. Jason Poutsky is the coach, and he's down in the third base coaching box here for the Mustangs here. The breeze blowing across right to left, and that one left upstairs by Hagberg. He'll be followed by Nolan McGraw, the right fielder, and then the pitcher, Jagger Steiner, first three in the order here against Sakala. Good fastball, catches the edge for a called strike, and it is a 1-2 count. Beengesser with the sign. Here's the pitch by Noah. Strike three, got the inside corner. Right on the black. And Sakala, who struck out three in his only inning Friday. What happened there? Well, apparently, as I look down to right down the strikeout, Jeremy Beengesser must have dropped the ball, was forced to throw, and threw it away. So it'll be a strikeout. I got to readjust my book here. So that'll be a pass ball. No out. I was writing the strikeout in the scorebook, and I heard some cheering all of a sudden. There's the Mora batter was running to second, and that's where he's at now. Nobody out. And a fastball swung on and missed by McGraw, the right fielder. He is a sophomore for this Mora Mustang team. Gray pants, royal blue jerseys, white Mora script across the front with black sleeves. As the pitch is bunted, foul. Did he offer at it? No. I should say he offered at it. He didn't contact it. A clean miss as he punched at a ball up in the zone. And it gets to the backstop. Two strikes. Runner at third. And the pitcher, Jagger Steiner, on deck. Well, wait a minute. Get my head in the game here. The runner did. How did the runner not advance? Must have ruled it a foul tip. Now the pickoff to second. They got him. The quick feet of Noah Sakala, and they pick off Hagberg at second, and now the out is recorded. Second baseman Ryan Stuckmeyer came in, and they had him by a good foot and a half. So here is the 0-2 pitch, and good take there by McGraw. It was a little up in the strike zone, 1-2. So the bases are empty with one out. And Sakala, fastball there, strike three, called, and that's out number two. Brings up the pitcher, Jagger Steiner. Now batting, pitcher, number eight. So there is an error on the throw on Jeremy Beengesser, or throwing it over Prokot's head. Ooh, and Steiner gets drilled in the ribs. Take a base. And that'll bring up the cleanup hitter. And I'm going to have to listen for the pronunciation on this young man's name from the PA guy before I say anything. I believe it's Udstum. Udson. Sam Udson batting with a man on, and he half swing. Did he go through? And they say it's ball one. Sakala from the set. 1-0 to Utsin. And there's a fastball on the inside corner. 1-1. On deck is the DH, Brandon Smith, batting for Cole Gamal. Noah ready. Takes a peek over the shoulder, and the right-hander throws his fastball by him. A lot of heat here early on from Noah Sakala as he is ahead in the count 0-2. Prokot holds, and the pitch. That one is hit to right, and that's going to fall in for a hit. Utsin drives one into right field in front of Doucet out there. First Mora hit of the ball game. And it'll bring up the DH, Brandon Smith. Now batting, DH number five, Brandon Smith. So Smith will bat with the tying run at second base and two down. Sakala's fastball misses up in the zone. Ball one. Just underway in the bottom of the first. Noah Sakala's RBI single brought in Michael Leidenfrost. In the top half of the inning, it's 1-0 Pioneers. Noah misses knee-high but inside. 2-0 now to Smith. Kenny Rant on deck, the catcher. Noah will check the lead runner once and fire home. High above the letters, 3-0. Mark Randall calling balls and strikes, and Paul Seaton is our base umpire this afternoon. Prokot plays behind Utzon at first. The lead runner is Steiner, the pitcher. And it's ball four, just off the plate. They are loaded up in the bottom of the first. And here's the catcher, Kenny Rant. They don't courtesy run for Steiner. He's the runner at third. So base is loaded here, and that'll allow Noah to work from the windup here. And here's the set by the right-hander. Fastball blisters the edge for strike one. Kenny Rant, the catcher. He's a sophomore. Bats from the right side. Majority seniors and sophomore mix. Only one junior. And there's a late swing and a miss at a high tight heater, and it's 0-2. Xander Gravning on deck. Two strikes here. Tying run just 90 feet away as Sakala rocks, fires, and tried to change things up with a breaking ball, a rare breaking ball. 1-2 came inside as the batter ducked out of the way. Here's the 1-2. Back to the fastball, and it ends the inning with a swinging strikeout. Mora threatens but fails to score, leaving the bases loaded. They get no runs, one hit. There was a Pioneer error, and after one inning in Mora, it's Piers 1, Mora nothing on You Are There Sports.
Do you have young Pioneers at home and aren't sure how to enroll them in school? We are currently registering students for kindergarten and preschool this fall. Information and registration forms can be found on the school website, peers.k12.mn.us. Look under the district tab for enrollment or look under community education for early childhood. We invite you to call us with any questions about your child's development and the steps needed to enroll in school. You can call Pioneer Principal Tom Oddy or Community Education Director Sarah Funk, and we will be happy to direct you in the right direction. Get them started the right way on the Pioneer Path.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Smoothie Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Piers. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil, natural, healthy, perfect.
First pitch of the inning, it's a little fly ball single into right field by Colton Hapke, And the Pioneers get their leadoff hitter on, and now Chandler Doucette will bat. Chandler, a couple of hits on Tuesday in Malacca. And he was first pitch swinging a lot of time, and he goes up there ripping 0-1. He chased a breaking ball that kind of exploded off the edge of the plate from Jagger Steiner. 0-1 to Chandler Doucette. 1-0 Piers, top of two. Ground ball left side, knocked down there to second for one. He dropped the ball. That'll be an error on the second baseman. Well, they should have got one there, but Xander Gravning not able to hang on. It was a good throw from Hagberg at third. And it's first and second for Kyle Welly. So, Hapke to second. Doucette at first, and the batter is the left fielder, Kyle Welly. He bunts it, and Steiner off the mound will go to first, and that's a good sacrifice by Welly. Second baseman Grabning coming over to accept the throw. One out, second and third now for Michael Leidenfrost. Top of the order here for the Pioneers. Second and third for the Pioneers. Michael trying to drive in a pair here as the Pioneers have Doucette at second and Hapke at third. From the windup, Jagger Steiner down in the dirt. Good stop by Mora catcher Kenny Rant. One ball, no strikes. An infield hit and a run for Michael in the top of the first. Pulled one into shallow right field. The Mustang infield is drawn in here all the way around as Michael, batting from the left side, awaits the Steiner pitch. Rope to center field, and that ball is down for a hit. Hapke scores. Doucette is sliding in. And it's a 3-0 score on the two-run single by Michael Leidenfrost. Michael ends up taking second on the throw home. And Michael's two for two today. And that'll bring up Ryan Stuckmeyer, the second baseman.
Now batting second baseman, number two, Ryan Stuckmeyer.
So two in, one out here. Grounded to the third base bag. Nice play by the third baseman. The out at first and then the relay back across the diamond. Not in time. Michael advances. And Hagberg continues to be very busy over there. Two down, and Noah Sakala will bat with Leidenfrost at third.
Pitcher, number three, Noah Sakala.
Sakala with an RBI hit his first time up. Taps foul there, and it's 0-1. Two hits, an error. And the Pioneers have extended their lead to 3-0. Trying to add more. Michael Goodwheels will be ready to pounce on anything in the dirt that gets by Rant, the catcher, as Jagger Steiner fires it on the inside corner for a called strike. And it's 0-2. Two strikes to Noah Sakala. Good stop by Rant. And it's 1-2. Beengesser to follow here in the Pioneer batting order if Noah keeps the inning alive. Here's the righty's pitch, and that ball lined back to the pitcher on one sharp hop. He throws to first to retire the Pioneers. Nice fielding play by Jagger Steiner out there. But the Pioneers tack on two on the base hit by Michael Leidenfrost, chasing home Colton Hapke and Chandler Doucette. And we go to the home half of the second inning. The new score is Piers 3, Mora nothing.
Are you interested in a new job or career change? If the answer is yes, you should attend the Trunk or Treat Outdoor Job Fair in Little Falls on Thursday, April 29th from 1 to 4 p.m. Bring your resume, be prepared to fill out an application, and possibly even interview on the spot. It'll be a parking lot full of exciting opportunities for you to visit with local employers that are highly interested in hiring you. Enter to win door prizes. There will be a food truck available on site as well. This event is sponsored by Little Falls Career Force and Rural Minnesota SEP. That's the Trunk or Treat Outdoor Job Fair in Little Falls on Thursday, April 29th from 1 until 4. Call Little Falls Career Force at 320-232-2000 for more information. That's 320-232-2000. This could be the new start you've been looking for. Rural Minnesota SEP, your future is our business. Rural Minnesota SEP is an affirmative action employer.
The job fair will take place at the Little Falls Career Force parking lot located at 609 13th Avenue Northeast, Suite G in Little Falls. That's the old Crestliner building.
Yeah, that job fair is 1 week from today. So if you're looking for a career change or looking to pick up some work, employers are looking for you. That's the job fair coming up week from today at the old Crestliner building. It's just over by the Dairy Queen in Little Falls. Here we go to the bottom of the second inning. Pierce 3, more and nothing. And here's Xander Gravning, the senior second baseman. Gravning bats in the seventh spot against Noah Sakala. Three strikeouts in the first inning and a first pitch strike. It'll be Dunsmore and Hatch to follow. Pierce 1 in the first, 2 in the second. Fastball lifted foul back to the screen, and it's no balls, 2 strikes. Standing hustle by Levi Dunsmore. Two strikes. Sakala gets the bean guesser sign. Now he wants to recycle the signs there. And here's Noah's windup. Good sharp breaking ball swung on and missed. Down goes the leadoff hitter Xander Gravning on three pitches. And there's one quick out here in the home half of the second. And here's Levi Dunsmore. Mora, center fielder. Mora's 0-2 on this season, losing to Greenway and Albany so far. As the pitch is a fastball. Ooh, an excuse me type foul ball. Ball came in right on the handle for a strike. This is the eighth spot in the order, meaning the number nine hitting Seth Hatch will round out one trip through the lineup. 0-1 from Sakala to Dunsmore. Fastball right at the belt, taken for strike two. By my count, Noah 20 pitches in the first inning. Here's the windup and the 0-2 fastball right down the chute for strike three, looking. And that's five strikeouts already. And the batter is shortstop Seth Hatch.
Number 12.
Seth Hatch at the plate. And Noah pumps that heater right across the strike zone for a called strike. 0-1. Here's the next pitch. Just outside. 1-1. Another fastball delivered there by senior Noah Sakala. That one broke down low. 2-1. Top of the order is on deck. Cody Hagberg. Pierce 3, Mora nothing. We're in the bottom of the second. Pioneer softball team is across the facility here, and they've got an early 1-0 lead over Mora. Trying to go to 4-0. Here's the pitch. Just off the plate. 3-1. Two down, bases empty. Foul backed. And it's a full count to Seth Hotch. He's a junior. Just low, and Noah issues his second walk of the afternoon. And that'll bring up the top of the order. More a third baseman, Cody Hagberg. Pierce with four hits, Mora with one. Each team with an error so far. So Sakala back from the set position here with a runner aboard. And Noah starts the batter Hagberg off with a curveball called for a strike. 0-1, changing up his pattern a little bit. Primarily fastball so far from Noah, but that time changed the eye angle of the hitter with a curveball and throws to the first base bag, and diving back in is Hotch. 0-1 pitch. Long hold, and now a fastball. Moved him off the plate about shin high. 1-1 with Nolan McGraw to follow. Prokot holding with the runner over the bag. Here comes the fastball, and it's on the outside corner for a called strike. 1-2. See what he and Beangesser want to do here. Strike 3, and that retires Mora. A called third strike, and Sakala has fanned 6-2. We go to the top of the third inning. It's Piers 3, Mora nothing.
Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Piers is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Minnesota.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrators Association.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Top of the third, Jeremy Beangesser hits a ground ball to third, and that throw is low, and Beangesser will go to second. So Hagberg's throw across the diamond a little bit low. And that'll be a Mora error. And Jeremy Beangesser's in scoring position to start the third. Piers leading 3-0 here. And here's first baseman Jonah Prokot, who popped up to the shortstop. His only time up against the pitcher. And that one is lifted to shallow right. Wind pushing it in. And the right fielder cannot make the catch. Tried to make a basket catch, and it clanged off the heel of his glove. Right behind second.
Shortstop number 7.
So that'll be an error on the right fielder. Back-to-back fielding are errors in the field. A throwing error, now a fielding error. And here's Camden Hapke, the shortstop. No advancement for the Pioneers as Zach Jones is running at second now. Jones for Prokot. And that pitch is a called strike to Camden Hapke. Camden grounded to the third baseman Hagberg to end the first inning. 2 on, nobody out. There's a drive down the left field line. That's going to score Jones. He comes flying around third. And Zach Jones in standing and safely into third goes Jonah Prokot. So Jones, who was running for Jeremy Beangesser, excuse me, I think I said he was for Jonah. Courtesy running situation for the catcher, but boy, did Hapke turn that one around into the left field corner.
Now batting third baseman number 5, Colton.
To bring home Zach Jones. To make it 4-0, second and third on the double. And now here's Colton Hapke, the third baseman. Prokot at third. Camden Hapke at second. Grounded foul by third baseman Colton Hapke. Colton with a base hit and a run in the second inning. Two miscues here for Morin. They've been costly. Both men have, well, one has scored, one's at third. In the dirt, and that'll bring home Jonah Prokot. Wild pitch scores Jonah. And a third, Camden Hapke. And it is a 5-0 lead for Piers here in the third inning. Colton will try and bring home Camden here. One ball, one strike. Line to right, base hit. Hapke will drive in. Hapke. Solid single to right field by Colton Hapke. Colton 2-for-2 this afternoon. And here is the right fielder, Chandler Doucette.
Right fielder number 9, Chandler Doucette.
Reached on an error and scored a run in that 2-run second inning. And he attacks the first pitch, grounds to Hagberg to second for one. To first is not in time. Doucette takes the turn and heads for second. So it'll be a fielder's choice and an error. Colton Hapke is the force out.
Left fielder number 1, Kyle Welly.
That is the third error of the inning, allowing Doucette to get the extra base to second. As here is the left fielder, Kyle Welly, who bunted successfully his only time up. He'll swing and drive one towards left center. Long run, but on the run in the gap. Nice running catch out there. Two down. Boy, Kyle hit it right on the button. But the catch made out in left in the alley. Two down. And now Michael Leidenfrost.
Center fielder number 6, Michael Leidenfrost.
So it is a runner at second in Doucette with Leidenfrost at the plate. Michael, a 2-run single and an infield hit so far. Jagger Steiner chopped it. This is going to be a bang-bang play at first. And Michael is safe at first and running all the way around the plate. Chandler Doucette scores. The throw home gets away, and Michael races for second. That'll be a straight infield single by Michael. And then he ends up at second. And it is a 4-run inning now and a 7-0 lead.
Ryan Stuckmeyer batting.
And here's the second baseman, Ryan Stuckmeyer. So Jagger Steiner throws a curveball that misses wide of the plate. Ball one. This is the 8th Piers hitter of the inning with Noah Sakala on deck. Piers 7. Mora 0 here in the third. Steiner delivers, and it's a base hit to center. Michael's getting the green light to come around. And Ryan Stuckmeyer drives one out to center to drive in Michael Leidenfrost with the 8th run of the ball game. And here's Noah Sakala, the pitcher. And the 9th batter of the inning. Noah's got an RBI single and a line drive one hopper right back to the glove of Steiner. Four errors in the inning here for Mora. And the pitch elevated for ball one. On deck is Biengesser, the catcher. Stuckmeyer will get his lead at first. Steiner comes little inside. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Across the facility here, Piers leading Mora in softball, 4-0 after 4. There's 3-0 now to Sakala. Dylan Pittman says, if you like it, swing. He didn't like it. He took a strike. 3-1. Still a very good hitter's count here for Noah, who was really scalded the ball in both times here. A sharp single to left and robbed of a hit on a fine fielding play by the pitcher. And there is ball four outside. Stuckmeyer moves to second. Sakala fills first, and Jeremy Biengesser will bat. We'll get a courtesy runner, Trevor Redunds. Redunds will run for Sakala. Redunds for Sakala. Jeremy has grounded to third twice, reaching once on an error. His courtesy runner, Zach Jones, scored earlier this inning. He led off the inning. And that ball rides inside to Jeremy Biengesser. 8-0 Piers with two outs here in the third inning. Stuckmeyer and Redunds on the bases. And Steiner misses off the plate. Jagger Steiner, right-handed thrower. Prokop would hit next. Lifts one foul towards the batting cages, foul territory to right, beyond the fence line for a strike. 2-1. The set and the look by Steiner. High. 3-1 with Prokop on deck. Steiner's pitch. Took something off but missed location, and he has filled the bases with that walk. Back-to-back walks. Stuckmeyer moves to third. Redunds up to second. Biengesser to first. Zach Jones will courtesy run for Biengesser. Zach Jones running for Biengesser on the courtesy.
Courtesy runner, Zach Jones.
And here's Jonah Prokop. Hit a ball into shallow right that was misplayed, and he grounds it up the middle, hits the glove. They'll go to shortstop, and safe at second as Jones able to hustle into the bag and beat the fielder there. A run scores. That's just a hustle play there by Zach Jones. The ball deflected off the glove of the pitcher, rolled to Hotch, the shortstop, and he only had about three strides to the bag. But it keeps the inning alive as Stuckmeyer scores. Redunds now at third. And Camden Hapke takes strike one. That one in the dirt. No chance there by Redunds to come home. So 9-0. Still loaded. In the dirt, another good stop by the Mora catcher, Kenny Rant. 2-1. This is Camden Hapke. Colton Hapke is due up next if the inning continues. Here's the windup on the 2-1 pitch. Got the inside corner. Took a little off of fastball. Located it for strike two. 2-2 to Camden Hapke. And that one gets by the catcher, and that'll get Trevor Redunds to scamper home. And to third goes Jones, to second Prokop. And it's a full count to Camden Hapke. And the lead is now 10-0. Second and third. Full count pitch. Grounded to third, and that is Hagberg. Throw is low, and a good pick over there at first base. Sam Udston with the glove work at first to end the inning. But the Pioneers strike for 7 runs. And they'll take a 10-0 lead to the bottom of the third.
The 8th annual Piers Freedom Fest is right around the corner, Saturday, July 10th, headlined by Dylan Scott. along with Lindsay L., Little Texas, and the Shalo Lee Band. Tickets on sale now. For more info and tickets, head to PiersFreedomFest.com. It's Piers Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 10th. Sponsored by the Piers Area Commercial Club, Hillbilly Haven Motel, Bootleggers Bar, Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Smoothie Oil, Midwest Sales and Construction, Hilmerson RV, Pioneer Lake Mutual, and Coburn's.
Hi, this is Cindy Shaw with Edina Realty in Little Falls. Whether you're buying your first home or your forever home, selling your cabin or condo, I can help with all your real estate needs, big or small. I have a passion for real estate and understand the local market conditions because I'm from here and live here. For dedicated, personalized service, give me a call at 320-630-8410 and put the Edina Realty team to work for you. Or visit my website, cindyshaw.edinarealty.com. Go Pioneers!
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. April is here and we have a bunch of things to get you going for the spring and summer. If you're looking for some barley and seed oats, please call Little Rock and Lastrup. If you're in need of a new lawnmower, some electric motor repair to cut your lawns, or to get your fans ready to move this hot summer air, call our Piers location. If you're in need of any chicks of many varieties along with feeders, waters, heat lamps, shavings, or feed, call us. And take advantage of our mineral and tub sale through April. If you're thinking of picking rocks already, check out our rock buckets and many other Vernic attachments. We have lots of things to offer. So call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com and like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with all our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you farmers for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
All right, back to Mora. It's Nolan McGraw, the right fielder, leading it off. He takes strike one on a breaking pitch and then ball one on a low heater. There's been a change in the field for the Pioneers. They have brought in Keegan Shaw into right field. Shaw in right, replacing Doucette. McGraw 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Swings over the top of Sakala's breaking ball. 1-2. Noah's got 6 strikeouts through 2 innings. As he's ahead here, 1-2 to McGraw with Steiner and Utzon to follow. Swing and a miss. Down goes McGraw on strikes. One away to begin the bottom of the third for Noah Sakala. And it brings up the pitcher's spot, Jagger Steiner. He was drilled in the ribs on the first pitch he saw. Mora left the bases loaded on a walk, a hit batter, and an opposite field single. And Sakala starts him inside at the knees for ball one. What a comfortable day to be at the ballpark here today. 30 degrees warmer than it was Tuesday, and that one slides outside. Second look through the lineup here, and the Mora hitters seeing a little more of a mix of pitches from Noah. 2-0. And a fastball in for a strike. 2-1. Utzon, who's got the only Mora hit, is on deck. One out on a Sakala strike out of McGraw. Throws the fastball right at the belt for strike two to Jagger Steiner. Jason Poutsky coaching at third. Here comes the 2-2 offering. Breaking ball, strike three, got him looking. Boy, is Noah sharp today. Back-to-back strikeouts, pushing his total to 8. And now it's the first baseman senior, Sam Utzon, who's got the only hit, a line drive single to right in the first inning. Again, the change in right field for Piers now. It is now Keegan Shaw in right. Swings and misses. Pulled the string. 0-1 to Utzon. Brandon Smith would bat next. The 0-1 pitch from Sakala in the dirt. Skipping back to the screen. This is the last season they'll play baseball here. This will become a parking lot and kind of a pond area. They're building a new high school here in Mora. High and little in. 2-1 to Utzon. 2 new baseball fields will go up. One of them will have lights. It's going to be just north of here. 2-1 pitch. Grounded off the end of the bat, squirting foul to the first base coach, Josh Oslin. P. Piers hired Josh's brother today to be our new track and field coach, Cole Oslin. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Little down and in, full count. Peyton Oslin is one of the 12 Oslin kids in the family. She's a senior on the softball team playing across the facility right now against Piers. Two down here in the home half of the third. Piers has built a 10-0 lead, scoring at least in every inning. One in the first, two in the second, then seven in the third. Payoff pitch from Sakala to Utzon. Fastball, just low. Two out walk, and Utzon's aboard with a designated hitter, Brandon Smith. He walked in the first. He bats for Cole Gamal. So a two-out free pass issued here. That's the third walk for Noah. He's also hit a man as the five spot in the order. And a first pitch fastball pops the mitt of catcher Jeremy Biengesser. Camden Hapke at short, Colton Hapke at third, Ryan Stuckmeyer at second, Jonah Prokot at first. As the 0-1 breaking ball snaps in for strike two to Brandon Smith. 0-2 to Brandon Smith, the Mora DH. They're back here tomorrow against Pine City. Two-strike breaking ball, strike three looking, and that's the inning. Another good half inning for Noah Sakala. He has struck out 9 through 3 innings, and we go to the fourth, Piers 10, Mora nothing.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at the Clothesline on Main Street in Piers or check us out on Facebook.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Hello, this is Jeff Check, the owner of Check Auto Body and Towing of Piers. Your vehicle is the second big investment you'll ever make in your lifetime. When you need repairs, make sure you work with the most trusted name in Central Minnesota. At Check Auto Body, the repairs we perform are covered with a lifetime guarantee on workmanship, labor, and paint. You can rest assured that when you get back on the road, your vehicle will be safe and return back to pre-accident condition. Our 30-year mission has been to deliver only the best to our customers. We work with all insurance companies and will assist you through the process. If you're in an accident, choose a shop you can trust. Check Auto Body and Towing, Morrison County's largest body shop. Come check us out.
Back in Mora, we've played three innings, and Mora has gone to the bullpen, bringing in lefty Nathan Seelix. Colton Hapke will lead it off in the fourth. It's Piers 10, Mora nothing, so Seelix becomes the second pitcher to work here. And he throws one in the dirt at the feet of Colton for ball one. We're top of the fourth, 10-0. Keegan Shaw now on deck. As the lefty Seelix spins one inside. 2-0. Kyle Welly due up third. This is 7, 8, and 9 in the order. In the dirt again is Kenny Rant getting a workout this afternoon. Three balls, no strikes. Piers is back in action on Monday. That's a makeup game. And he took something off to get it across, which he did. 3-1. Pioneers go to Foley Monday afternoon. That's a makeup for one of the early season games that was postponed due to weather. Base hit left field. Nice stroke by Colton Hapke to find the opening on the left side. A leadoff hit, hit number 10 for Piers this afternoon. And here's Keegan Shaw, the right fielder.
Next up is right fielder number 4, Keegan Shaw for the Pioneers.
So Shaw batting, looks like the Pioneers are getting their bullpen going. The bullpen is down the left field line. And Keegan watches it sail outside for ball one. Base hit to left for Colton Hapke, who's got 3 hits today now. Keegan Shaw readies. And instead of throw to the bag, back safely is Colton Hapke. And that one is down low. That is Ben Vernick down in the bullpen. The junior right-hander limbering up. 2 balls, no strikes to Keegan Shaw. Here's the Seelix pitch, and it is ball 3 downstairs. Solid single to left by Colton Hapke leads off the inning. Lefty-righty matchup here as the 3-0 is a strike. 3-1 to Keegan Shaw. Chandler Doucette twice reached on an error. And there's ball 4 in the dirt. Shaw is aboard, moving up Colton Hapke. And it'll bring up the left fielder, Kyle Welly. Welly with a successful sacrifice and a hard hit ball right at the left fielder on the first pitch. So he has seen only 2 pitches today. First pitch bunt, first pitch flyout. 2 on, nobody out here in the 4th. And that one is smothered on the outside part of the batter's box down in the dirt by Rant, 1-0. Top of the order, and Michael Leidenfrost is on deck. That one is a strike call to the lefty senior, Kyle Welly. Finished up the game in left field on Tuesday in Malacca. Gets the start here. And now strike 2. That one had a little wrinkle on it from the lefty. Nathan Seelix, S-E-L-I-X. The 1-2 pitch. Popped him up. Right field. And that is going to be caught. That's the first out of the inning. Turns the order over to Pierce center fielder Michael Leidenfrost.
Pioneers back at the top of their order. It's center fielder number 6, Michael Leidenfrost.
So 2 on with 1 out, and Michael Leidenfrost takes it down low for a ball. Michael with a 3-hit game as well. And he pulls it to the right side, and that'll be knocked down, but no play. They throw behind the runner, Hapke, safe back to third, and everybody is safe. And now Ryan Stuckmeyer will bat. Ball. Play that probably should have been made there.
For the Pioneers, number 2, Ryan Stuckmeyer.
So Colton Hapke at third, Keegan Shaw at second, Michael Leidenfrost at first, and Ryan Stuckmeyer, who is 1-for-2 with an RBI single today, watches it outside for a ball. That is the 6th Mora error today. There is 1 out. The starting pitcher, Steiner, is now playing shortstop. Fly to right. This is Hotch out there in right field battling the breeze. He makes the catch. Hapke's tagging. He's going to come to the plate, and he will score on a sacrifice fly. Well, apparently it was not caught. Hmm.
Sure. Number three.
No. Well, they put an error up, so that hit the ground. E9. Scoring is Hapke, and Sakala pops it up. Infield fly rule is called as a catch made in shallow center by the second baseman. That is the second out. Michael Leidenfrost at second. Ryan Stuckmeyer at first. So seven errors now.
Jeremy Bengesser.
So Jeremy Bengesser has walked and hit it to third twice. He'll hit one to short here. Up with it is the pitcher, and he throws low. I should say the former pitcher, Steiner. That gets Michael Leidenfrost home. That'll be an E6. Michael Leidenfrost scores to make it 12-0. Ryan Stuckmeyer to third. Bengesser at first. And the batter becomes Jonah Prokop.
Batting first baseman, number 22, Jonah Prokop for the Pioneers.
Jonah with an RBI infield hit last time up. He is 1-for-3 in the game. And now Zach Jones will courtesy run at first for Bengesser.
Zach Jones.
First and third, Pierce has added two here. Hapke with the leadoff hit, then a walk and three errors. Here's the pitch to Prokop, and Selix fires it in for a strike called, 0-1. Two down in the inning. Here's the set, and the pitch by Selix, and it spins inside for ball one. So Hapke, Shaw, and Leidenfrost have scored in the inning, and now it's 2-1. That pitch misses. Three runs on a hit and three errors so far. 13-0. Outside, 3-1 to Jonah Prokop. If he reaches, it is Camden Hapke's spot. Foul back. Full count now to Jonah Prokop. Top of the fourth inning. Pop foul. That's going to get back and over the screen. And the at-bat stays alive here for Jonah Prokop. So Jagger Steiner, the starting pitcher, is now at shortstop. And I believe the starting shortstop went out to right. And a little blooper behind first. That ball is a fair ball. And it kicks to the fence. A lot of spin on that. Stuckmeyer scores. Here comes Jones, and he scores. And Prokop will end up at second. Boy, did that ball have some spin on it. It hit the ground and just took a right turn about 90 degrees. So Ryan Stuckmeyer comes in. Zach Jones comes in. Jonah Prokop will pick up a couple of RBIs. He ends up at second on the throw home, and the batter now is Camden Hapke. And Camden takes it low. So it is a 15-0 score. Second inning in a row, the Pioneers bat around. A little bit high, 2-0. One game I'll be interested to see a score on later on tonight. Little Falls was in Avon, taking on Albany tonight. There goes Jonas stealing third. In the dirt, ball three. Not sure if I'd be running up 15-0, but. And it'll be a step off by Selix. There's ball four inside to Camden Hapke. He'll go to first, and that'll bring up Colton Hapke, the third baseman. He led off the inning with a hit. He's got 3 for 3 behind his name today. Scored a couple, driven in one.
Third baseman, number 5, Colton Hapke.
First and third now with 2 down against Selix. And he hits his spot at the knees to start the Hapke at bat, 0-1. The lefty, Nathan Selix. There's a base hit to left. 4-hit game for Hapke. Prokot scores. Camden Hapke to second on the RBI single to left. 16-0, and here's Keegan Shaw. Shaw walked and scored earlier this inning. That one misses upstairs to the righty, Keegan Shaw. Keegan takes a whack at the ground ball to second. Misplayed there, and everybody's going to be safe again. As coming home is Hapke. And Jagger Steiner had to go off the glove on a ground ball up the middle. So Camden Hapke scores. Colton Hapke to second. Kyle Welly becomes the batter. And Welly hits it up the middle. Jagger Steiner, another chance. He makes that play on a sharply hit one hopper. And he'll touch second for the inning-ending force play. But another big inning for the Pioneers. They add 7 more. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. It's 17-0 Piers.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers!
This is Dave Rushlow from the Piers Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and you are their sports.
We are back in Mora, where the Pioneers lead Mora 17-0. Going to the bottom of the fourth as Noah Sakulla comes out, and he will face the catcher, Kenny Rant. And first pitch, swing and a miss, 0-1. Xander Gravning due up next. Then Levi Dunsmore. As Noah reaches back, throws his fastball on the outside corner for strike 2 called. Rant went down on strikes to end the first. Sakulla with 9 strikeouts through 3. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball tapped off the end of the bat. Noah will field it, pick it up, throw to Prokot in time. Rant taps back to the pitcher to start the fourth, one away. And here is the Mora second baseman, Xander Gravning. Xander with a strikeout. Here comes the Sakulla offering. Ground ball, base hit, left field. Xander Gravning turns one around. Solid single between short and third. And now we're going to have Levi Dunsmore coming up. Second Mora hit.
Levi Dunsmore.
Dunsmore 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Now time granted. This is the eighth spot in the order. Softball team continuing to lead across the facility 4-0 after six. And Noah just missed downstairs. I've got Noah now for 59 pitches. He has walked three, hit a man. But that hit was just the second allowed. Low 2-0. The best scoring chance for Mora came in the first when they loaded the bases with two outs, but Noah ended that threat with a strikeout. 2-0 to Dunsmore. Fastball chopped off the plate and foul to the left side. 2-1 to Dunsmore with Seth Hotch on deck. I believe Seth is now in right field. Sakala looks in to Biengesser for his sign. And the right-hander misses low, and Jeremy bluffs a throw down to first. 3-1 to Dunsmore. Sophomore center fielder. Swing and a miss. Good cut. Just a little bit late on the fastball. 3-2. Boys and girls golf teams were in action today. Track runs tomorrow. Baseball, softball are both here in Mora today. Just outside. Ball four. First and second with one out. And it brings up right fielder Seth Hotch.
Right fielder, number 12, Seth Hotch.
Two on, one out here for the Mustangs. Here comes the set by right-hander Sakala, and he misses upstairs. I'm going to guess this is going to be the last inning for Noah's. Ben Vernig was warmed up. And this one looks like it's going to go five today. Here's the 1-0 fastball. Fouled off the foot of Hotch. Down into the dirt. One ball, one strike. Softball tomorrow as Staples Motley will be in Piers to face the Pioneers. Right now the softball team is leading Mora 4-0 after six. 1-1 to Seth Hotch. Here's Noah's pitch. It's a good breaking ball and gloved in the dirt by Jeremy Biengesser. Jeremy, a very versatile player. We've seen him pitch, play first. He's played shortstop. Now he's catching today. Back to the fastball, and he gets a strike across, taken there by Hotch. 2-2. There is one out, two men on base. The leadoff man this inning, Rant, tapped back to the pitcher. The Cullough will check and deliver low. Scrambling back to retrieve it as it scooped underneath the glove was Jeremy Biengesser. Full count, top of the order. Hagberg to follow. Breeze feels like it has died down just a little bit. 3-2 fastball hit back to Sakala. They're going to go to second for one. The turn to first for two, and that's all for Mora. 1-6-3. Sakala to Hapke to Prokot. No runs, a hit, and one man left. We've completed four. Pioneers 17, Mustangs 0. And we'll see if Coach Pittman has some pinch hitters coming out of the dugout in the fifth.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Looks like Ross Bozer will lead it off in Michael Leidenfrost's spot. And then Trevor Redut. No, it might be Trevor. Yeah, it might be Ross first. Regardless, it's going to be Ross Bozer and Trevor Redunds in some order here against the new pitcher, Seth Hotch. So a couple of pinch hitters coming up here for Coach Pittman. They lead Mora 17-0 in the top of the fifth inning. 17 runs, a dozen hits, one error. For the Mustangs, no runs on two hits with eight errors. Ross Bozer to lead it off, and then Trevor Redunds.
Lead off, center fielder, number eight, Ross Bozer.
So Bozer against Hotch. And Ross takes it low, ball one. Ross came off the bench for a double on Tuesday in Malacca. Hotch sails it outside. 2-0 now to the senior, Ross Bozer. Let's see, they got a new first baseman in as well. I think that's Jansen Symes. There's a strike at the knees. 2-1. Redunds to follow. Here's the windup by Hotch. Tapped in front of the plate. The pitcher will bare hand throw and get him. Ross bounces out back to the mound. One out, and here is Trevor Redunds. So Redunds batting for Stuckmeyer here in the fifth. And a strike is called. Oh, and one to Trevor. That one is a little bit inside. One and one to Redunds in the dirt. Glove there by Rant. 2-1.
Batting number 10, Trevor Redunds.
So an RBI single and a couple of runs for Ryan Stuckmeyer today. And swing and a miss. Good cut there by Trevor. Just on over the top of that curveball from the third Mora pitcher to work today. Here comes the 2-2, and that one a little bit up as crouching down out of the way, Trevor Redunds. Let's see, we've got pinch hitter on deck. I think that's Ben Verning. There's a pop-up shallow left. This is the shortstop out into left field making the catch right at the edge of the grass. That's Jagger Steiner for the putout, and there are two down. And we're going to get Ben Verning to bat. Ben Verning.
Batting for the Pioneers, number 15, Ben Verning.
Verning will bat for Noah Sakulla. First pitch popped up middle infield. And second baseman coming in, and he has it. And the Pioneers are retired. 1-2-3. And the Pioneers now need three outs to finish this one off by way of 10-run rule. We go to the bottom of the fifth. As Coach Pittman indicating some changes to the umpire as the Pioneers leave the field and leave the dugout for their fielding positions. It looks like Ross is headed to left. Trevor out to second. And Kyle Welly will shift out to center field, and the new pitcher will be Ben Vernig when we return.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. At this time, I would like to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors who purchased banners that are hanging on our fences at the Piers Legion Park. A few of them are IP Concrete, Piers Co-op, Rainstorm, Piers Service, Marshick Insurance, Mitchell Prisabella, Piers Veterinary Clinic, RB Trucking, Sunrise Ag, Pioneer Lake Mutual, Advantage One Insurance, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Modern Farm, Hennigan Insurance, Piers Eye Care, Piccadilly Pizza, Gertz Concrete, Patrick's Bar, Select Therapy, Lloyd Oak Lumber, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, West Buckman Electric, Bootleggers Bar, Robert J. Funk Construction, Thielen Meats, and Aaron's Auto Body. To these and all other sponsors who help support Piers Legion Park, a very heartfelt thank you.
The 8th Annual Piers Freedom Fest is right around the corner, Saturday, July 10th, headlined by Dylan Scott. Along with Lindsay L., Little Texas, and the Shalo Lee Band. Tickets on sale now. For more info and tickets, head to piersfreedomfest.com. It's Piers Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 10th. Sponsored by the Piers Area Commercial Club, Hillbilly Haven Motel, Bootleggers Bar, Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Smoothie Oil, Midwest Sales and Construction, Hilmerson RV, Pioneer Lake Mutual, and Coburn's.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennigganInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Ben Vernig is the new Piers pitcher. He takes over from Noah Sakala. And he quickly gets ahead of Cody Hagberg, 0-2. Piers up 17-0. It's a final over at the softball field. Piers defeats Mora 6-0. Swing and a miss, and Vernig gets a strikeout. One away. And now we are going to have Nathan Selix.
Right fielder, number three, Nathan Selix.
Selix will bat for the first time here. Pitched an inning. Left-handed hitter as Vernig rocks into his windup. And he just misses outside. Four shutout innings for Noah Sakala today. Nine strikeouts. Only two singles allowed for Noah. I had him for 71 pitches. Vernig puts a fastball in for a strike to the lefty. Nathan Selix with the shortstop, Jagger Steiner, to follow. 1-1 windup from junior Ben Vernig. Inside corner, strike two is called. Piers is back in action on Monday. They'll go to Foley in a makeup game. And swing and a miss. Vernig has back-to-back strikeouts. And now the Pioneers need one more out here, and they'll get on the bus as Jagger Steiner comes up. Jagger Steiner hit by a pitch his first time up, called out on strikes his second time up. And Vernig to Steiner, pop foul. Out of play, one strike. In the field for the Pioneers before we leave today, I want to mention Trevor Redunds is now at second base. Out in center is Kyle Welly. Ross Bozer is in left. Keegan Shaw stays in right. And the Hapke twins are on the left side of the infield. Jeremy Biengesser still catching, and still at first is Jonah Prokot. Swing and a miss, and it's a 1-2 count, and the Mustangs down to their final strike. 1-2. And that ball is knocked foul by Steiner. He'll do it again. Steiner bats from the right side as Vernig toes the rubber up here on the hill. And here's Ben's pitch. Didn't offer, able to lay off a pitch off the corner, and it's 2-2. Two outs, bases empty for the Mustangs here in their final at-bat. Vernig puts it low. Steiner has worked it to a full count now. 3 balls, 2 strikes. And Vernig delivers the 3-2 pitch. Fastball got him, and that's the ball game. Ben Vernig strikes out the side here, and the Pioneers have run their winning streak to 3. 17-0 in 5 is the final.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account, to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, Go Pioneers!
Do you have young pioneers at home and aren't sure how to enroll them in school? We are currently registering students for kindergarten and preschool this fall. Information and registration forms can be found on the school website, peers.k12.mn.us. Look under the district tab for enrollment or look under community education for early childhood. We invite you to call us with any questions about your child's development and the steps needed to enroll in school. You can call Pioneer Principal Tom Oddie or Community Education Director Sarah Funk, and we will be happy to direct you in the right direction. Get them started the right way on the Pioneer Path.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. April is here and we have a bunch of things to get you going for the spring and summer. If you're looking for some barley and seed oats, please call Little Rock and Lastrup. If you're in need of a new lawnmower, some electric motor repair to cut your lawns, or to get your fans ready to move this hot summer air, call our Piers location. If you're in need of any chicks of many varieties, along with feeders, waters, heat lamps, shavings, or feed, call us. And take advantage of our mineral and tub sale through April. If you're thinking of picking rocks already, check out our rock buckets and many other Vernic attachments. We have lots of things to offer. So call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com and like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with all our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you farmers for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Well, we wrap things up here from Mora with the Pioneers victorious 17-0 in 5 innings over the Mustangs. 17 runs, 12 hits, 1 Pierce error. They strand 7. Mora, no runs, 2 hits, 8 errors. And they leave 6 on base. The winning pitcher is Noah Sekulow. Four innings, no runs, a couple of singles. He struck out nine, walked four, hit one man. Ben Vernig worked a 1-2-3 bottom of the fifth, striking out all three batters that he faced. The loss goes to the Morris starter, Jagger Steiner. Three innings, 10 runs, 9 hits. Didn't get a lot of help behind him today. Piers got one in the first, then added two more in the second. Third inning, though, was the backbreaker for the Mustangs as Piers scored 7 times, aided by several errors, 4 of them to be exact. Then they put up, just for good measure, 7 more in the fourth inning as they go on to win their third straight, 3-1 now in overall play for the Pioneers, and 2-1 in the Granite Ridge. It's a 17-0 final over the Mora Mustangs. The Pioneers are in Foley on Monday. That is a makeup game from earlier this spring. 5 o'clock, first pitch. You'll hear it here on You Are There Sports. While the Mustangs come right back at it, they're at home again tomorrow, taking on Pine City right here at this ballpark. So we'll come back and we will wrap things up with our Frosty's Player of the Game next.
Frosty's Barn Grill on Main Street in Piers is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
Well, a lot of when you put up 17 runs and get a lot of strikeouts, there's a lot of candidates for the Frosties. You are their sports player of the game. But a guy that goes 4-for-4 today, Colton Hapke, 4-for-4, 2 RBIs. He scored 2 runs. So Colton Hapke is today's Frosties. You are their sports player of the game. We've got softball tomorrow as the Pioneers will be back at home taking on Staples Motley. Girls won today across the facility, defeating the Mora Mustangs 6-0. JV won 20-2. So a good trip to Mora, and we'll get head west now as the Pioneers, our baseball team, off until Monday at Foley. Softball team tomorrow home taking on Staples Motley. You'll hear that one right here on your home for Pioneer Sports. You are their sports. Again, final score in 5 innings in Mora. Pier 17, Mora nothing. Good night, everybody.